I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers episode 394.
A milestone. I guess, if there ever was one. 394.
Skyscraper.
Question. 300 some odd episodes into this, what do they do at the top floor of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Snarkitude?
We can't talk about that. That's where we keep the pearl.
Oh, okay.
That was ridiculous. Not the joke, but the scene in the movie.
Okay, just curious. I've always wondered what happens upstairs. And I mean, we go right downstairs. We don't actually see.
They don't want us up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Security clearance is needed. You have to scan your IP.
Some people have sex dungeons. I have a sex attic.
That's the top seven
but
floors.
You have to watch your head. The swing, I mean.
Not me. Can't. I'm short.
Besides, I'm not fine for me.
Besides, I'm not the one in the swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't, yeah,
it's not my problem.
Feet dangling.
Yeah.
Balls hanging out.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
This is what happens isn't here.
Yeah, I got to take advantage. Oh, he's coming back soon, so I got to, like, yeah.
Baraka is so far away.
This is summer, and summer without Dan.
That's right.
So, yeah. Let's just introduce ourselves and pretend like none of that ever happened.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Shameless plugs. Don't forget we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/realspoilers, or on Twitter at Real Spoilers, or on Patreon if you like all that witty banter so much that you feel
I'm uncensored on
like
Patreon.
You need to underwrite it.
I don't want to, first of all, take the time. Those episodes are like 2 hours, and I'm not editing them really, so you get all the good unedited Joe-ness.
I got unleashed during the Star Wars douchebaggery fan debate. And I realized after like 5 minutes of me just talking about it, I was like, oh, I should rate it in.
Yeah. I was like, I thought we were like, I'm done talking about Star Wars at this point. I mean, it's still out there, but even talking about it, I know that I was agreeing and I'm like, oh yeah, this sucks, whatever. And then I thought about it. I'm like, I'm so tired.
I'm tired of the fandom. I'll talk about Star Wars. Like,
oh yeah, I love Star Wars. I'm saying this whole backlash of, I mean, when did The Last Jedi come out? A year ago or something?
No, was it eight months ago?
Last December or something? Yeah, I mean, jeez. And we're still like talking about, let's remake it. This one sucked.
Let's remake it.
Yeah. Oh. Let's remake a movie from eight months ago.
Shut up.
It's so crazy.
It's like, that's the kind of thing I would have thought like when I was watching the original Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let's remake it again. Let's do it right now. Like, that's, but that was also like nine.
Right, right. Yeah. I just want more. All right. Give me more.
It's such a weird time we live in with the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's got their voice, and
that's the problem.
And, yes. Not everyone deserves
a megaphone. I understand we have the freedom of speech, but some people should exercise their right to remain silent.
Yeah. So it goes to that episode, but we talk about it. It's the vocal majority who block out the sane.
I think it's the
minority.
Oh, okay, yeah, right? Yeah.
Or it's the people.
Flip that around.
Yeah, well, it's the minority of the world, but it's like the majority of people online are, you know, all the people online are crazy, and the sane people are like not tweeting. We should remake The Last Jedi.
So it
seems like the entire internet's going crazy, but that's like a tiny right. bit of the population, and most normal people are like, yeah, that movie was good. I'm going to move on with my life now.
I'm looking forward to the next one.
Or like, I didn't care for that movie. Cool, I'll just watch the next one. Like, they're not, let's remake it.
Which is
it.
The way you should be like, it wasn't for me, but I'm looking forward to part 9.
And I said on the episode, I don't know, Tom, if you saw it on Twitter, but James Gunn tweeted, and he's like, you know, it's okay to not like a movie, but obviously you shouldn't get
shouldn't get people to quit Twitter or
suicide. You shouldn't harass people. You shouldn't be, you know, spew vitriol and all that. But at the end of the day, like, if your life's worth revolves around a movie or a franchise, like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you can not like it, but then your whole life shouldn't be over because you didn't get the movie you wanted.
That's, right.
It is a movie at the end of the day.
Well, and I think when you're that invested, it's practically impossible to deliver a movie that
I don't
is going
hear,
to
I don't
want to
hear about it. Halloween comes out in October.
Oh.
Here we go.
Now when
he's already wanting to remake it.
I know. Just do it again. No, you know what? That's the thing. It's like, I feel like with the people involved, it's almost like Star Wars. We're like, I trust everybody involved with that movie.
Yeah.
And I trust the people with Star Wars. Like I said, I don't want to see a movie that looks exactly like the other one.
Right.
Like, I'm cool with like different takes of Star Wars.
Well, Joe's got his draft in his back pocket ready,
I'm ready to go.
So.
I've had a draft of a Halloween movie for 10 years. That's not a joke.
Somehow
he's got an elevator pitch if he's ever runs into John Carpenter.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man, have I got an idea for you?
So do you have a elevator pitch for Skyscraper?
I can.
Skyscraper 2?
This time it's on a plane.
I envision it as a trilogy, so it'll go Skyscrape, Skyscraper, and then Skyscrapist.
Skyscraped.
So no, we need
maybe Skyscrapist.
Skyscraped.
Maybe Skyscrapist isn't
That's
the
not
best.
A good idea.
This might not be fully thought out.
So we need a prequel then to go back to the first one.
Right.
It's going to be all about an architect. And his wife dies.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And he's raising three boys on his own.
He's bereft.
And he meets a lovely blonde lady
mm-hmm.
who has three daughters of her own.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And they move in together.
And they have to make a giant house.
Right.
Yes. That's how it starts. Ta-da.
I've got more than a hunch this could work out.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of something where at the end they're having to put hair dye on rabbits. I'm not exactly sure how to get there.
I don't even know what that means.
But I think I can.
What is that? Does that happen on the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's actually the last episode of the Brady Bunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Alice live with them?
Yeah, she had her own little, she lived under this, she had a little Harry Potter room.
But wasn't she married?
No.
She dated Sam. Right?
She was dating Sam the Butcher.
Sam the Butcher.
Yeah,
like, they weren't married.
She loved his meat.
Well, his Braunschweiger.
Well, it depends on what they were
That's
doing.
True.
Didn't start off brown.
So Skyscraper, Joe.
Yeah, so.
I'm sorry, Skyscraper asterisk.
Yeah, this is tough. Like, this is the first.
Nothing says summer entertainment like turning a kid to shrapnel.
Yes,
in the first 3 minutes of
like,
your movie,
did not see that coming.
So we jokingly said that this is like Die Hard, and it kind of is, but for the most part, it's Towering Inferno. I would say it's more Towering Inferno than Die Hard.
There's a lot of Die Hard homage though in it.
Yeah, sure.
It's a one man Towering Inferno,
basically.
And what is Towering Inferno?
And you know who was in Towering Inferno?
No,
Mike Lookinland, Bobby Brady.
Boom. Was he really?
Yes.
Oh, Towering Inferno was during like the 70s where they would just do like massive casts of massive stars and they'd kill them all off. So like the Poseidon Adventure,
you know how
Towering
we get Valentine's
Inferno?
Day and New Year's Eve. It's that they did that, but with disasters.
Yeah,
that wasn't the one that was like what's the when they're clearing out the apartment, the raid. That Towering Inferno wasn't the one that's like. Is
no,
it?
No, no, no. Towering Inferno was like there's it's a building that's on fire.
So they're building the largest skyscraper ever. It was
like
138 stories.
Wow. Right.
And this
one's like 300 something in this movie.
And like the architect, was the architect Newman? Paul Newman was the architect?
Steve McQueen?
No, Steve McQueen's the fire chief.
Okay.
Steve, I think it was Newman from Seinfeld.
When you said Newman, that's where I went.
And so
it was Dennis Nedry.
But when they built the building, they cheaped out on some of the safety measures, and then it, you know, it's like the Titanic, but it's a building, and
they weren't union, were they?
Yeah, and it catches
no on Prop A.
It catches fire, and then all these famous people
die
are trapped in the building. So like,
would you call it a towering inferno?
Was Heston in this one, or was he in the Poseidon Adventure? He was in one of these.
Damn you, cost-cutting measures.
I don't think Heston was in the Poseidon Adventure, was he?
No.
It was Gene Hackman, right?
Maybe. Or was Kurt Russell was in Poseidon. I know that.
Yeah. So, but it's like Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, Faye Dunaway, William Holden, Fred Astaire, Richard Chamberlain, Robert Wagner, Robert Vaughn.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Wow. Right off the top of your head, man, your memory's
pretty
good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Might have Googled this.
But that's the premise is like you'd throw, you know, you would look at the bottom of the poster and it was like all of that era's top actors.
Dabney Coleman.
All right. So. Almost all of that era's top actors.
Gotcha. Dabney Coleman's great.
It's to put all the names on the poster, just like the Valentine's Day, and they film for one day each.
And there were these epic... Actually, if you go on the first season of MST, the new MST3K, they do Avalanche.
Okay, hold on. I'm going on my Netflix
right now. Do it, right? Just watch it right now, because it's great.
Telling me. Yeah, hold on.
More interesting than what we're doing.
Yeah, it's true. that's Robert Wagner and... Rock Hudson and Mia Farrow about a ski resort that gets trapped by an avalanche. Like, that's all it is. But yeah, so that's what those movies were. And that's...
So this is like a combination of Die Hard and Towering Inferno. Okay.
Yeah. So the opening scene... Okay, also, this is the first time I wasn't a huge fan of this movie. I didn't think it was all that great.
I mean, it's a ridiculous movie, but with a couple really good
action sequences.
I
fall in the same boat where like I was like we had just watched Die Hard for the Patreon episode, and so during this movie I just kept thinking of Die Hard and how it's such a better movie. Like I couldn't help but to keep going like when John McClane gets the fire hose and jumps down the building, as opposed to the Rock taking the statue, I'm like it's an homage to it, but like I'm like, oh, I just love Die Hard, felt so organic. I think a lot of the problem is that everything in this movie is CG, and in Die Hard a stunt guy jumps off a building.
Right,
like you can tell I know they'll never do it anymore because of CG, but that's what makes movies now feel so cheap, is that you can tell every time the Rock, and every time he's doing anything, is obviously green screen.
Right.
He's not on a building. And it just looks so cheap. You know he's Adam Westing it up the side of a building.
And I think that's why the Mission Impossible movies
are so good.
I also think Tom Cruise and that era Bruce Willis, in 1980s Bruce Willis, were believable enough. We're just like, he may not make it. Like he's an average dude.
We hadn't reached
the superhero
peak franchise yet,
right?
Where everything's like designed to be four or five movies.
Even Tom Cruise in those current Mission Impossible movies, you're like, oh. I mean, we know he's going to make it, but he just jumped off a building.
Well, he always
broke his foot in real life.
Yeah, they do the things where like he hits and he falls against the building and like or almost falls, or you know, they always do the thing where it's like, whoa, maybe he's gonna slip, or and the Rock does that too in this movie. But I think the real difference again is that you can tell it's all green screen. Like this movie was filmed on a soundstage with a green
absolutely.
Screen.
Yeah.
And when we just watched Die Hard again, they were on
they're blowing up a building.
They were on the Fox Tower and they were jumping off the side of it and they were doing all these things, which of course there was some special effects, obviously.
They threw poor Alan Rickman off a roof.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever they did with, I don't know that far, but someone fell off a roof.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference. So watching this movie, even though there were some like cool ideas and like, oh, that was a neat action set piece, it took me out of it.
Right.
You know, and also in between the set pieces, like the story was very meandering.
Right. Yes.
Like to get this thing set up, I'm all about like the way they set up Die Hard and drop all the characters and cut back and forth. But I found this character and family dynamic just kind of like, ugh.
This felt like we have these action set pieces that we're going to get to. These are what we want to do.
How do we connect the dots?
They were slogging to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just, and you know, I think the actors, I mean, like Neve Campbell was good. Like I hadn't seen her in a while. I thought she was fine. It's not the actors. It's just the whole story with The Rock as a security. I guess we should say he was a Navy SEAL.
He was a Navy SEAL. Then he was also like an FBI agent, like a hostage. So that's the way this movie opens, is there's a man who has taken his family hostage. He tells the cops to get back. they do so, but in doing so, The Rock and his team, I guess, decided to go into the building.
I also thought this was kind of weird because I get, like, if the kid was, like, if he was holding him right in front of his face, but I'm also like, there were plenty of shots they could have taken take that guy out.
Yeah.
Like, from those angles to the side, I'm like, without touching the kid at all.
So his buddy, who, as soon as I saw him, I was like, bad guy.
Sure.
He's never a good guy in anything.
He's
the bad guy from the...
Is he in Hurricane Heist?
No.
Or
the...
What's the...
Gerard Butler one.
Yes, that one.
See the Hamburglar?
He's the bad guy in... what's that thing called?
Something Game. I don't know.
Whatever that...
The Ice Cube Jr. one.
Yeah. Wicked Game. He's Chris Isaac.
he was the leprechaun in American Gods, if you watch that TV show. But,
yeah. But yeah, so like as soon as I saw him, I was like, well, there's our bad guy. Yeah.
Was he in Leprechaun in the Hood?
that was Ice-T.
Okay.
And Warwick Davis. That's who we were looking at. Yeah.
I get those two confused.
Which one was
a lot.
The leprechaun?
I'll let you figure it. You have to go see it.
Okay.
I can't tell. It's spoilers. Yeah. I can't do that.
But this is what we do.
They didn't come here for that one.
Yeah. But anyway, they can't take the shot because there's a kid.
Well, they blow a hole in the wall. And then, like, the guy's, he turns around, he's got his son in front of him. But, like, his his son has, like, his head, like, on the dad's shoulder.
Right, I'm like, you can take the shot.
Take the shot. What are you doing?
I just think they really should have set him up more, like, the kid in front of him, because it wasn't, I feel like this tactical team, I know they don't want to hit the kid, but, like, there were plenty of opportunities.
Well, it's also, like, they're professionals. Right. And they're like, from me to Tom, which is... 4 feet,
like accurate inside a building, no wind or anyway.
So
I'm a much bigger target though.
I'm gonna bring that up.
I don't like to brag.
So like Rock is
my thing's covering.
Things
covering
up. I can't see it. So like the Rock's like, no, don't take the shot. Don't take the shot. And the guy's like, okay, I have the shot. He's like, no.
Yeah. So I got a little dot right on his head. Right.
The kid's 10 feet away.
Yeah.
So much like Rampage.
He's just holding him off to the side. Yeah. He was just like, no, I don't want to take the shot. I don't want to risk it.
This is all the Rock's fault once again.
Once again. So he doesn't take the shot. Rock thinks he's talking the guy down.
The other guy's like, shooter.
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 he puts the kid down, and of course he's wearing a bomb. At this point, shoot him. Why are we still talking? Like, you should have, like, don't shoot the vest. Shoot him in the head.
I think
they didn't want to hurt the bomb.
Well, guess what?
It was
the bomb hurt everybody. So, and he's like, I didn't want it to come to this. And he sets off the bomb.
Yeah.
Kills the entire family.
Did not see this coming at all.
I did. Once we saw the bomb, I was like,
Once I saw the bomb, the whole beginning part, I'm like, I mean, I thought he was just injured in like action, like overseas or something.
Right.
I didn't know there was a whole hostage.
Right. Blew his leg off.
Yeah.
And then I guess the other guy gets all scarred up.
Yeah.
Because,
right. Because, you know, bad guys have scars. Yeah.
Not bad guy. Wink, wink.
Sure.
Totally not the bad guy.
Yeah, right. So Rock rushes to the hospital. This is where apparently
he was probably rushed to the hospital.
It's the Rock. He was like, I got it. I'm okay.
It's an automatic.
It's also interesting, you know, for a guy his size, you would think that they would do more shots of him in like a tank top or something.
He's not just a piece of meat. He has a mind too, you know.
That's true.
I think they were trying to make him an everyman.
I guarantee you is they don't want to get sued by the tattoo artist.
They just CG it out.
You could do that. That's true.
I mean, they still show it.
Barely show. Yeah, you can see it. Yeah,
he could still sue him for showing it, though. I mean, they could have.
No, it's the guy from St. Louis did that for Mike Tyson's tattoo.
But I think the main point,
which I think is ridiculous, the whole thing too.
I get
on Catfish, they were talking about like somebody they were doing like ask Catfish a question on an episode, and somebody asked him, why are all, I mean, this person, I think I pay too much attention to things. He's like, whenever you're in a hotel room, you always have the same pictures. And they're like on the wall. And they're like, we have to cover the paintings.
Oh, you mean in the shows?
On the show. Like when they're filming in a hotel room, like they're like, you know, hey, we just got an email, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and like they have.
Because they're using them in a show.
They have fake paintings that they put on top of them. Like just like, you know. And that, so they don't have to work. But I mean, I'm just like, if you sell a painting.
How have you not bought the license by like having it? Like you bought it. And then...
I mean, I get that even, but it's like, but you designed something to be hung in a public space.
Right.
So it's going to get captured on things.
Yeah.
I don't.
But especially in public, you thousands, tens of thousands, whatever people see a work of
art.
Well,
I think the lawsuit came from, it wasn't the fact that it was on Mike Tyson. It's the fact that they copied it and put it on Ed Helms.
Okay.
Like, I think that's a different case.
Okay. That I would say yes. Absolutely.
I think that's what the lawsuit was.
Okay.
Is like they copied. Like if, you know.
They should have parodied it, but they used
the tattoo and put it on it.
That's different. Yeah.
That absolutely.
But
right.
What I like that they do, and we can come on just spoil it here. I don't think it matters to jump around because this movie isn't really an hour episode, but.
He's a Russian.
Yeah. No. But they do the same thing they do in Die Hard with his white tank top.
By the end of the movie, it's a dark gray slash black tank top
and starts out with a white dress shirt. So I do like that
the same thing they do in John Adams with his teeth.
Oh, gross.
Did you ever? For real.
Oh, really?
Did you watch that John Adams, Paul Giamatti HBO show?
No.
Like, you watch his teeth every time they move forward 10 years, his teeth get worse and worse. I mean, they didn't have fluoride in the water back then.
That's true.
That's why they were free-thinking Americans. Yeah. They have fluoride in the water. Yeah, let's take it out.
Yeah. That's one of the things I love about Die Hard. And again, Joe and I talked about it. I won't go into it at length. But we love how it shows he's an everyman. He's getting hurt. He's getting scratched. John McClane is bloody.
He's taking damage. And at the end of this movie,
his health bar is decreasing.
And in Fast and Furious movies, I guess Vin Diesel wants to look pretty on screen or something.
Right.
He jumps out of a car at 100 miles an hour, on fire, smoking engine, rolls on the ground, white tank top clean, not a cut, not a bruise, and it's stupid.
Even Indiana Jones' hat falls off.
Yep,
blows back to him, but
catches it.
And
he's cool.
And this isn't one of those like, oh, but it's an action movie or a superhero. It's like, no, I can suspend disbelief, but you can still give me a couple cuts or bruises.
You'd think of all the guys who could pull off the superhero look.
Yeah.
It's The Rock.
Sure.
Like, that dude, I don't know what he's doing.
Well, that's the problem, though, is that, see, I think they wanted to make him more of an everyman family guy, you know, military service background. But you can't make him Hobbs, or who is he in?
Hobbs.
Hobbs. You can't make him Hobbs in Fast and Furious, where he just flexes his cast off. And, like, I mean, that fifth move is the fifth or sixth that he comes in the first time.
He comes
in Brazil.
Yeah. Because we're coming up on...
Yeah.
Eight.
He is huge in that movie. Like, I think he's slimmed down. He's cut, obviously.
He's leaned out.
He was gigantic.
Yeah. He is in five.
Like, you saw him on the rooftop.
I think he was doing Pain and Gain at the same time. And
he was
jacked.
Yes. That's at the point where I'm like, yeah, you against Vin Diesel, I'm like, The Rock will snap you in half with his, you know, with one hand.
He'll hit you with the people's elbow.
So anyway, but I do like how they gave him a little bit of the wear and tear. They made the shirt get dirty throughout the movie. And so I think that's part of it, is they wanted that as a marker of how throughout the movie he's getting beat up a little bit.
The takeaway here is that Kevin likes that The Rock is in a dirty movie.
That's true.
Yeah. He likes it when The Rock gets dirty.
Gets dirty.
With two R's.
Yeah.
And an X for no apparent reason. We flash forward, I guess, a year, and he has his own little security company, and he has been brought on to take a look at the Nakatomi building.
The Rockatomi building.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because nobody will they don't want to insure it.
This is one other problem I had during this whole
they expect me to believe that the World Trade Center can get insured. But not this thing.
Not this thing.
Okay,
fair enough.
Go on.
Yeah.
I think one of the other problems I had was like an hour of buildup or whatever, 45 minutes until we get to the building, you know, and it just dragged and dragged and dragged. And then also, I'm like, what is happening here? I turned to Katie at one point. I'm like, did I miss something? Like, do we know what is happening? Like, I felt like it took a long time to even figure out what anybody was doing in this movie.
Right.
Like, it just was so convoluted with all this, like, security systems, and they're here, and they're at the building, and the bad guys are breaking in. Like, what is their agenda? Like, by the time we even find out anything about this hard drive, it's like an hour and a half into the movie.
It's the end of the movie where the guy's like, oh, by the way, this is why he wants to break in.
At least in Die Hard.
Oh, did I not tell you about my MacGuffin thumb drive?
In Die Hard, 45 minutes into it, at least, I mean, you think that
not even 45 minutes. It's, I mean, Hans Gruber and his crew are pulling up 15 minutes into the movie.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about. That's they do that in this too. But the point is, we at first think they're terrorists, and then we find out they're trying to steal the bearer bonds.
Oh, sure.
But that's like 30, 45 minutes into it. This movie, they try to keep it like some kind of mystery where an hour and a half, yeah, he's like, I've got a hard drive. So this whole movie, I'm like, what are the stakes here? What are, like, I would like to at least be able to follow, you know, they're trying to do this.
Why are the bad guys here?
Yeah. And so I think that kind of hurt it, because without those action set pieces, it was just kind of like
set penises.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what this movie was. It was a big,
big old Johnson.
Yeah,
yeah. So the Rock he's got a meeting with the not Tagaki. Oh man, what was his name? The guy from Die Hard.
Yeah,
like that's the thing, is like the this guy Takagi. Yeah, yeah. Where like he's just like, okay, everything checks out, everything's good to go.
They're in Hong Kong, and we mentioned on the last episode, I mean, this is an international film. It's, yes, all in Hong Kong. It's all, you know, Chinese businessman.
Let me give you a little tip. If you're trying to figure out who the bad guy is he Asian? He's not the bad guy.
Yeah, not this one.
Yeah.
No, this is a film that they want to
I
make.
Don't think China will let
a
Chinese guy be the villain.
Oh, really?
Like, if you think about it, these movies, the villains are never...
It's a British guy.
It's never a Chinese guy.
When
they want this to make $300 million in China.
Yeah. Who was under British rule? Was it
everybody?
Japan? Was it Japan? Like, did they have? Because like, isn't that that's a thing in Rush Hour, where like they're celebrating the end of British rule?
Well, that was Hong Kong.
Is that right? What it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because Hong Kong, like, was under British, that's why Hong Kong is so different than everything else in China.
Right,
and they gave it back to the Chinese, but they were like in 100 years, and I believe it timed out in 1999.
Okay,
and so they were like, in 1999 it goes back to you, and when they said that, it sounded like
that'll never happen.
There'll be flying cars, and we'll have phones in our pockets,
and then just, well, they were close.
Yeah,
what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So. The Rock, he's like, I just need to check the offsite facility, and we're good to go.
So now this takes place at the time where he's already been hired as a security contractor.
Yes.
The building's already been done. He's like,
comes in with the best bid. Three of the five or whatever.
So now does his family live there while he's been working on it?
I guess.
I took that they flew him out there for like a final check, and they were letting them stay in the building because the, what was it, like the top 200 floors are all residential.
Yeah.
Yes.
No one lived above the, was it 98th floor?
Something
where were
like
they?
That.
They were like 196 or something. Yeah. Or maybe on the 96th.
No, I think it was 90, and Takagi says, you know, I'm not going to evacuate because no one is above here. It's just me up here. So,
right.
But I was trying to figure out, I'm like, okay, so the family lives inside the skyscraper.
I think they were staying there. Okay. I think it was like a vacation because it was a vacation. They were
going to
like,
see the pandas.
We're going to go to the zoo.
Okay. Yeah. So just for this final run through or whatever.
That's
okay.
How I took it. Yeah.
Right. So, the meeting goes well. Everything's fine. The family leaves, like they're going to, you know, leave. And then this is where, we see our, oh no, wait. So the Rock
after the meeting, him and Pablo Schreiber, the totally bad guy,
right, yeah,
friend from the service, they're walking and he sends a text message before he leaves, and he's like, make sure he gets on the ferry.
Well, like the Rock has this tablet that only he can access with his face.
But it controls all the security.
It controls everything.
For the building.
Yeah. So, Rock gets jumped by a guy. They cut his bag and they can't get the bag back. And everybody's like, okay, we're good to go.
Rock's like, oh, good thing I put the tablet in my pocket.
Yeah, they go back to Pablo Schreiber's apartment and he takes the tablet out of his, you know, pocket. And I was like, it's brilliant.
And,
like, way to be smart.
And at this point, he's just like, why did you do that?
Yeah, Pablo Schreiber's like, oh, that was pretty smart.
And you know, because so basically we realize that he is friends with The Rock's character, but he's also in deep with the mob or something. And so he has to.
Yeah, they don't really say where that, like, I guess that guy is a mob boss.
They're working.
Which guy?
The British guy. The main British bad guy.
There's three mob bosses. They explain it at the end of the movie. There's three mob bosses that rule these criminal syndicate around Hong Kong. And so Takagi, not Takagi-san, has all the details on them. And so
that's right. And this guy
somehow
messes up.
Yeah, and
this guy wouldn't pay extortion. The guy that's building the building.
Well, no, he did pay, but he added like a tracker so that they were able to track all of the bank accounts.
So if you're wondering why they're doing this, the guy that owns this tower has all the banking information of every crime syndicate in the area.
Right,
somehow, I guess Pablo Schreiber gets in deep with them because they have him on the hook. So for whatever reason, they don't explain it. So he's like, oh, why did you do that? You should have just put it in the bag, because he doesn't want to hurt his friend, but he also knows that they'll kill him if he doesn't get that tablet.
Right.
And so he pulls a gun on Rock, Rock is like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, of course, and then like we find out that his family is back in the building because his son has got sick at the park or whatever, so they came back, and Pablo Schreiber's just like, oh, like they weren't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And Rock's just like, what? What does that mean? And then we
have a kerfluffle.
Pretty good fight. Like it was, you know, it was a good fight scene where the Rock kills him.
But he was asking for it. I mean, he was trying to kill the Rock.
Oh yeah,
pretty hardcore.
Yeah. I don't think that's a phrase we should ever not say on this podcast. That they were asking for it.
Well, I'm.
Well, he killed him. He didn't rape him.
Yeah,
that's true. That's fair.
I mean, he was at one point he had like a knife that was 2 inches from the Rock's face,
right?
And then he fights that away, and then he has the gun, and he points the gun back at him and
does the old switcheroo.
Yeah, the Rock clearly does not want to hurt his friend. Like throughout this whole thing, he's being pretty cool for a guy trying to murder him.
Right.
You know, where he's like, what are you doing? Stop throughout the whole fight.
Well, because he's a bad guy under duress.
He's his buddy. Like he's his brother.
He didn't choose to be a bad guy.
Right.
It was foisted
right.
upon him.
So Rock takes off, and at this point,
I like how they incorporated like how he like loses part of his leg comes off.
Yes.
And he's got to fight one-legged.
Yes.
Yeah. That was kind of cool.
This was unique. They do not show. I mean, granted, I'm sure now it gets some crap for, oh, but he's not really handicapped.
I was going to say, like, has there been any heat for that yet?
I haven't seen any.
Like, I don't know where the line is anymore in terms of that, because at some point, just acting is a crime.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, well, but, you know, he didn't really experience that. And it's like, well,
Scarlett Johansson.
Well, that's what acting is about.
Yeah. Glad she backed out. That was
I mean,
stupid.
That's a little bit different.
Well, and remember, what was it, 2 years ago?
Red Man?
I had said on here when
when he played transgender,
how far away are we between when people are going to start getting mad about this?
Two years. No, I thought of that exactly because even then it felt weird, you know.
Yeah.
But he got an Oscar for that, didn't he?
Like, nomination.
He got the Oscar for Hawking.
But
again, he doesn't have that.
That's
right?
True.
Like you know, he doesn't have. I don't know what his illness was.
Well,
but
we live in the age of being offended. So like,
well, but also like. That's that. I mean, when you have trans actors and you cast a non-trans actor to play a trans person,
but
that's a little bit different.
You have everything actors, though. You know, there's an actor with every. I mean, somewhere in the world. So, like, at what point, like Tom says, do you draw the line? Because there are actors with one leg. There are actors that are trans. There are. You know, I'm not defending or saying. I'm just saying that at some point, you're going to get in trouble for casting anyone that isn't exactly what the
right.
You know.
Yeah, but I guess if there's an actor or actress that gets the part, like I feel like if you audition and the people are just like, "Yep, that you're exactly what we want," that's different. But if
the problem.
Yeah, but if
I think that's kind of a Pollyanna view though, because at the same time, like they're casting actors who they think there's two. An actor has to serve two functions to work at that level. One, they theoretically have to be good.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Two, they want somebody that's a name. They want a celebrity.
That's
they want somebody that can open a film or draw attention to a film. And, you know, Scarlett Johansson can do that.
That's true.
The Rock can do that.
Like, this movie opened $25 million with The Rock. How much does it make with just a, you know, very good no-name actor that has one leg? Like
Battleship, the movie Battleship.
Okay.
There's a guy in that movie who I think is missing an arm, and they actually cast an actor who lost an arm in Iraq or Afghanistan.
That's cool. And all the guys at the end were veterans,
and he was awful.
Ah,
like I mean with all due respect, I mean, when I go in, I'm like, oh, this is really
cool.
You're
not dissing his service, you're just like,
but he was not a good actor,
right?
And he did not have a whole lot of heavy lifting to do in this movie.
Right.
Like, it was, you know, but he was not very good.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, the trans thing, I think I see more than the Rock missing a leg.
The amputee thing.
Because, you know, especially if you're making a movie about the transgendered experience. I get right. that they're like, we would like to tell our own story. That's fair.
I think also anybody can lose a leg where, I mean, the whole trans thing is dealing with a much different issue. Like okay, you know, a straight person, whatever race you are, you can lose a leg, but a non-trans person playing trans is different. It's not just right. This happens to you.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Well, yeah, I think he got some heat too, though.
Do you think so? And that was, did he win an Emmy?
Oh, yeah, he won several. But I think he was getting to the point where it was still catching flack, and now 3 years later, it's much more like,
well,
sure.
That's been more about his behavior he's on also, set than...
No, totally, totally. I just mean, even then, it was still like, but he's not, you know, where's right. the line? But now, in this day and age, I don't think he would get cast
But
as,
on the flip side, if you want to tell the story of someone going through that process, if you hire an actor who's already transitioned, they... Front end? I don't know. I mean,
don't you think they could bring their experiences to the role?
Sure. Yeah.
From my point of view, though, and again, and not that maybe I can't speak on it so much, but in this movie, I'm like, that's cool because you don't see action heroes with one leg. Like
right.
opening
no,
the
that's
movie.
True.
So
that's true.
I mean, even though he is a capable person that they CG'd and whatnot, like I think it was cool that people that maybe, you know, that are amputees or have been through whatever, it's war or the Boston Marathon bombing, like they can go see a movie where the hero is an amputee.
I will also say I think one of the things they got right is how matter of fact it was. Like it wasn't this huge obstacle for him to overcome.
No, I just pulled it on and snapped it into place.
At the same time they didn't trivialize it, but it wasn't like it wasn't this subplot of the movie of like, I hate my disability, I'm wounded, I'm awful, I'm not a whole person.
It was just a thing that
he's
dealt
just
with.
Like, now I gotta deal with
he
this.
He was a regular capable
he put on his
person,
leg,
yeah.
And he went to work, and that
he puts on his leg one leg at a time, just like the rest.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I like the fact that that also there were times in this movie when it was a disadvantage to have one leg. There were times in this movie when it was an advantage to have one leg, right? Yeah. Like it's so I thought they handled that aspect of it very well, that it wasn't just, you know, missing a limb wasn't solely an obstacle for him to overcome.
It wasn't always a thing or a crutch, if you will,
right.
that they went to. They're like, oh, every time they go into a fight, they're kicking it at the leg. Or they're always kicking the leg out. Like that's
I think overall what we're trying to say is, from our point of view, it was handled very well.
It was almost a non-issue.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Like I mean, like we said, it comes into play at certain points.
Like
in the movie.
It should be. He's still a person, just like these people with disabilities. Right. That's what they want to. That's not making them a circus freak. They are a person that has this disability, and he was able to be fully capable and do everything an action hero would do,
and
he just happened to have a prosthetic leg.
And
that's how they sold it, and I think it was really nice.
I would agree.
But yeah, so he gets his leg at one time, and he's hopping on one leg before Pablo Schreiber gets killed, and like there's some pretty good sequences with that.
It's gotta be tough for him too. Like I mean, he's a dude with two legs. So, like, he has to act like he's missing a leg.
I think most of the time he didn't. I think most of the time he looked like somebody with...
Oh, sure. When the
he
pants leg was...
He limps in the beginning down the stairs, and then he's running around like normal. And then
you kind of never see it again,
I also... Okay, so they... Oh, right, so...
Very selective.
Yes. He gets away from that. He's trying to get to the building because his family is there. Now the bad British dude has set fire... The Nakatomi
is he British
building.
For sure? I was trying to look it up because
he's Scandinavian,
I'm like,
I think.
Okay, yeah, because I'm like, I don't think he's British.
No, he's Scandinavian.
He definitely has like a Skarsgård-y type thing.
Who
going on.
I thought he was the bad guy from
Roland Mueller with a diagonal line through the O. I don't know what you call it, but
he's just zero.
He has a number in his name. Yeah.
He's
a robot.
He looks like the bad guy from Mission Impossible. The new Mission Impossible. He also
looks like Mads Mikkelsen.
I can see
like
that
not
bit.
Mads Mikkelsen. Yeah. Like he has just that.
Look at so now go look at the guy who's the bad guy in Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Yeah, like he looks just like that dude, except he's a little bit bigger.
So he's kind of generic, nondescript.
Yes. Yeah.
Bad guy.
So they break in and kill the poor little maintenance guy.
He's no Hans Gruber though. Let's just put it this way.
He's no Hans Gruber's brother.
Oh.
Yeah, he's no. I don't remember what his brother's name is. Simon.
Simon.
I don't think it is Simon though.
Oh,
I think Simon's the nickname.
Yeah,
it's something Gruber.
Yeah,
in the third Die Hard.
Yeah.
Spoilers: John McClane kills the entire Gruber family in the series of movies.
It's why Higgins Boys and Gruber got canceled. There's a very
killed them both.
It's a very obscure Comedy Central reference yes. for you.
So The Rock is trying to get to the building and he can't. This is like somehow he gets blamed for. I guess it's like
well,
his
so, okay,
picture
so
shows up on the.
There's a not there's Asian Ruby Rose who's running around.
Yeah,
and
that's the best
just,
way to put it.
She
that's,
looks
yeah.
just like
was she
yeah.
Asian.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, I think she was Asian.
Oh, she's definitely the crime syndicate because they're in Hong Kong. These are like Chinese crime yeah. syndicate. All the police are Chinese. Everyone else is Chinese in this movie. But Asian Ruby Rose is trying is the one that's working for the bad guys on the street level, and so she is the one that orchestrating the whole tablet stealing thing. She ends up getting the Rock, and she scans his face.
Right, they get the tablet.
They got the tablet. She scans his face, and she unlocks the building. And then they find out that he was the one that designed, and I guess the only one that had access to the
right.
security
so
controls.
So they're blaming him. For...
So they blame him, and he's on the wanted list. And then the police, shortly after this, end up pointing their guns at him because he's wanted on all the TVs and everything.
Right.
And he ends up running away from them because
punches the police in the face.
Well, he sees the building has ignited in flames. And he realizes he's talking to his wife on the phone at the time, telling her to try to get out and reset the elevators and all that stuff.
Right.
And then
there is
he sees
a, so
it
the
explode.
Running theme is the turn it off and on again.
Yeah. The Chekhov's iPhone at yeah, the very
right.
beginning. You know, and they work it in pretty organically, but if you've seen enough movies, you're like, okay,
oh,
that's
well,
going to
be a thing.
Thing.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, she's like, here's my phone. It's not working. Did you turn it off and on again? No, I like it when you do it better.
Right.
And so it comes back into play.
I thought I like that.
Yeah,
gag at the end.
Yeah, I think they did it well.
I think
yeah.
it paid off well at the end. I thought it was going to be a much more crucial element to
oh,
the film
sure.
of her saving the day.
Sure.
I thought it was more of just kind of a cute aside. Like I thought that they
well, she did save them from engulf the entire building.
I know, but
them
it,
in flames.
But it wasn't like she somehow used it to like. In the middle of a fight to yeah. defeat somebody.
Right.
It was just like, oh, here's what we need to do.
Oh,
like,
this is what he said.
I also like how the entire security for this state-of-the-art, you know, multi-trillion-dollar building or whatever looks like you're controlling a Nest thermostat.
Yep.
Like, yeah. you're just pressing these three huge buttons on screen. I'm telling you, I've worked for, you know, medium-sized businesses that have, like, an advanced, you know, thermostat system and everything, and those systems are more complicated than The Rock's movie security system.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
it's just funny that it looked like a very basic controls where I know that there's like screens with thousands of options on these.
And they're just like, no, yeah. off, on.
Yeah, it's movie security, so
right,
take
yeah,
that
right.
with a grain of salt.
So, The Rock, he gets
He climbed up 100
okay,
stories.
It's not just that. It is the... It's,
but first of all...
But first he does
he
that.
Climbed,
that's true.
A guy his size climbed up...
With one leg.
100 stories. Do you realize
yeah.
how much of a climb that is?
And he's The Rock.
It's yeah. twice as much as 50 stories.
That's right. Whew. But also...
Like walking 25 stories would get you out of breath. This
yes.
guy climbed up.
I also like the
And there was an elevator. He meets the guys at the top in an elevator.
Got,
I'm like...
Oh, God. Oh, that's right. There was. Yeah,
I kind of yeah. wish. I'm like, did he check that he
no.
could not use the...
No.
I did like the scene where he's about to break it open. He's like,
that was
and he
great.
Checks the handle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just the, like the keys under
keys
the visor.
Terminator 2.
Yeah. It's the
yeah.
same type of. Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
The investment of the Chinese people in him.
Right.
Is insane to me. Because like
all
they're
the people
all
rooting for him.
Yes. Yeah. Like it, and even like the cops. So like
I'm like, there's no way a cop trying to get this wanted person for all intents and purposes at this point he's wanted is gonna be like, yes. Like
right.
what? No.
Yeah. So the scene in question is so he gets to, this is the scene in the trailer where it looks like he
from the poster
from
even,
the poster
where
yeah.
he climbs the crane
and
the
jumps
construction
off the crane.
Crane
the impossible yeah. jump.
Yes. Which actually makes more sense.
But this but
now,
in all fairness. It's the best scene in the movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
My almost 9-year-old, like, he was on the edge of his seat. This may be the most intense movie he's ever been to in the theaters, right? He was like, this is going to be crazy. Like, he was into this movie. I love it. Like, I love sharing that experience. And so,
yeah.
right before he jumps, he's like, oh, man. And, you know, it's just kind of cool to see a kid be like, that's
sure.
nuts.
Yeah. That's, but the way that the poster made it look is like he was jumping 500 feet.
Yeah.
Like, but in reality,
he's kind of
like,
going
in,
down. So that
I say reality, but like in this movie reality,
yeah.
he's just like he's
it
extended. The, he's extended
just,
the crane.
Just
right. Yeah. He swung the hook.
Yeah.
Like into the building.
I liked that
and
he
was
going
like,
to,
okay.
he was going to, what do you call it? Like zip line down.
Right.
And then it, so I liked that it wasn't like, yeah, my first thought is to let's jump over
yeah.
to the,
right.
So it made a lot more sense and it did look closer. He kind of jumps from above it to a floor,
right.
like a couple stories lower. So it, for action movie purposes,
it made
actually,
a little bit more sense than that yeah. stupid poster.
Yeah. yeah. Still
but
crazy.
This,
yeah.
I think ultimately, maybe the biggest flaw of this movie is I don't think they ever top this moment.
Nope.
Like,
no,
this,
I mean,
they give you this moment about halfway
in. The Die Hard / Tom Cruise hanging off the side of the building with
yeah.
the leg. And with, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's the other one, I think.
Yeah, that's a really good scene, too.
Good,
but, like, I still don't think,
yeah.
you know, and I'm a sucker for movies where they're, like, using height to amp up tension.
Yeah, sure.
And so I think that's one of the things movies do the best and can utilize the least.
Oh, okay.
There were a couple moments in this one when he's up there and like
where
looking
down.
We actually
get a little queasy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, for me who like I didn't think this movie was the best, but I actually went like, whoa! Like they
yeah.
had me like, and I'm thinking like, oh, I know this is all fake, but I'm actually kind of invested in him not falling off
when,
the side.
When
of
they
this.
Show him the pearl and what it can do, I was like, ooh. Like, even he's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I know. You know. That whole thing was the dumb. Now,
yeah.
that's where it looked like a total green screen
right.
set.
Yeah.
yeah.
It looked so
Absolutely.
Cheap and fake. I took me out of it for sure. But yeah, no, I think that, you know, the problem is that there were a couple really good action sequences, maybe three decent ones, whatever. But all the stuff in between just kind of felt
right.
cheap. It kind of just felt like it dragged on a little
right.
too much.
To their credit, the movie's like 90 minutes.
Is it only 90
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, it's like an hour and 35 minutes, I think.
Oh, I thought it was two.
No.
But that's the thing is, though, it felt like
yeah,
two to me.
Yeah. I went to the screening. I was at the Esquire, and yeah. I was home by 9.
Nice. Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this is the other movie trope, and again, this isn't the only movie that's done it, but one of the things that bothers me so much is, so yes, he makes the crazy jump. All right, I'll give you that. But he hangs on to a piece of metal with one hand by like his fingertips.
Yeah.
Like a 250-pound person can't hold on to a piece of metal with their sweaty, dirty fingertips. Like it just, that's
it
not
matter,
physically
it possible. It doesn't matter how hard you grip it.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that really bothers me, where I get the leap and I get hanging on or whatever, but they always make them hang on with one hand and one fingertips, like in Jurassic World Fallen
yeah.
Kingdom. They're on a slippery ledge with one hand, and it's
yeah.
like, I just wish they would make it a little more believable.
It needs to be like a bar.
Things. Yeah.
Piece of rebar.
Exactly.
Which
so.
Is the worst. Anytime you see that, yeah. I'm like, well, that's going through somebody.
Because that's another
yeah.
old crap moment where
it's like a glass coffee table.
yeah, right.
Somebody's landing on it.
Right. The rock's hanging on, and then
hopefully they fall off a balcony. While
yeah.
they do it.
That's how you do
yeah.
it.
Onto a piano.
On a piano. Into the glass coffee table.
But he pulls himself up. He gets in the building now. Everyone's cheering that's watching this on the news. Like, the people are really
yeah.
into
like
it.
Like, they're just like, woo! I was like, you're cheering for a felon.
Yeah, I mean, it
well,
yeah, well, that's true.
Well,
that's fair.
That would never happen.
yeah.
Right. Hey, they love American action stars. So,
and he's the biggest one. I don't, yeah. He is the biggest one we got.
They probably were. They're like, hey, The Rock's filming. They probably were like,
yeah.
you know, he's up there. Woo.
I would guess he's probably the biggest one we have. I guess Tom Cruise.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think Tom Cruise anymore. Outside
yeah.
of the Mission Impossible
yeah,
movies.
That's true.
Jack Reacher.
I think The Rock.
Jack Reacher. Those movies did not do well.
The first one yeah. didn't?
No. It made money overseas, which is
oh.
why it got a second one. But
and
that
second
one
awful.
Got greenlit for like 2/3 the budget of the first one, which is why it was so yeah. bad, is because they couldn't. They
do what they did.
They couldn't do any stunts or hardly any comparatively.
I honestly don't think there's anyone more popular than The Rock right now.
Nope.
I would say he is the
yeah.
most popular action star in the world.
Yeah.
I would
yeah,
agree.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he gets in the building and he's fighting off the bad guys. He's doing his thing.
Meanwhile, Neve Campbell is with the two kids.
Right.
And
the one kid has asthma, as
yeah.
is what we expected.
Yeah. God, I mean, they would be dead in 4 seconds. And when this building
oh,
full of
yeah,
smoke. Like,
yeah, right.
That's the other thing where you're just like, there would be so much. I mean, there are people when there's a house fire that like can't get out of two rooms because this, you know, anyway. But she sends them across a bridge because some bad guys are coming.
This was a pretty intense. Okay, so that's the thing about this movie is you're not like
sure they're gonna make
you're
it.
Not entirely sure everybody's gonna make
totally.
It totally, you know?
I thought Neve Campbell was gonna eat
I thought,
it or
I
one
thought
of the kids.
The boy and Neve Campbell were gonna
yeah.
eat it here,
But this this beam, one of the flaming beams that's getting destroyed, it falls over and takes out a chunk of the bridge. Mm-hmm. And so the kids are on the other side. They get split up between another falling thing. And so the son with asthma, he tells the sister go up by the waterfall. He ends up being able to walk around back to Neve Campbell.
He stays right there. Rock shows up, takes out the
two bad
guys.
Well, he's at the other
guys.
Side of the bridge, but he's right. at the same area as Neve Campbell.
Yeah.
And then the girls up top. And then Neve Campbell's a badass too, though. Remember,
she's also in the Navy as well.
Surgeon. So like the guys try to attack her and
she's holding her own.
Yeah, she has scissors that she brought with her. She stabs him and kicks him and does a bunch of, you know, whatever.
Right.
She's badass.
And then so they take this plank and they lay it across the...
Oh, God.
This was intense.
Him holding up the bridge...
was a little ridiculous.
Was probably...
He's like, the bridge is not steady. What are you going to do? I'm just going to hold it.
I laughed out loud so hard.
I'm just like, you're going to hold it? You're going to hold the bridge?
Him holding two wires.
Where's Henry Cavill? Like, that, fine. Superman can hold the bridge.
Literal Superman can do it. I mean, it's an action.
Superman would snap the bridge in half and let everybody die, but that's neither here nor there.
Wow.
He would just sulk away.
Yeah.
It's too much pressure.
Stretch across the bridge in the gap and
that's
let them
true.
Walk across
he would
his
actually,
back.
He would hold up one of the tracks with one arm, and then he'd put his arm up for the other track.
Yeah.
That's what he would do, yeah.
That's what he
would do. But yeah, so like Neve Campbell walks across and makes it. Like, there's no point where I'm just like, oh, Neve Campbell's not going to make it across.
This was the scene that had me like on the edge of my
this
seat.
This is a good scene, too.
The plank across that's about to slip had me
like,
going, oh, God.
Overall, I liked this movie.
Yeah, I'm not saying I didn't like it.
I like, it's ridiculous,
right.
And the storyline is stupid, but like, once you get past like the first 20 minutes, the action scenes are close enough together that I can ignore the plot.
Sure, sure.
And because the action scenes for the most part were fairly effective.
Yeah,
I just think they were few and far between. Like, I think there was too much slow stuff. Like, I did like a few of these set pieces. They were taken down a notch because of the CG and stuff, but like, I don't know. I wish there was more action. I felt like, you know, I wasn't getting enough of these sequences to me. It felt lacking, but
that's fair.
But this scene when
this
the little
the
boy's
one.
On her back walking across
oh
a plank that's slipping, and then they fall, and she holds on
she
with one
grabs
hand.
Onto the plank, like, and I was like, how much does that kid weigh that you can just do that?
Yeah. And the Rock is holding up the bridge. With
I can't hold it anymore.
So
like his traps are exploding out of his shirt.
Yeah.
And they, of course, they make it across. This was a good scene, too, where he was just like, okay, look, the... elevator is on a magnetic lock system.
I don't like this that they didn't show it. He says, okay, I'm going to cut the line. The brakes are going to go out. You're going to go all the way past the fire, then pull this lever and they'll reactivate. And then the next scene, they're walking out of the building and the news is interviewing them. Like,
no, you see him.
That would have been a good scene to show them in the elevator falling and pulling the brakes and everything.
They
I didn't see him do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
They show him pulling the brakes. She's counting and like
he
they
said,
can
wait
they,
5 seconds.
She's counting
pull
to
the
five.
Lever.
He tells her this, but I didn't see
and
it.
And they slide through the fire as the elevator goes down and then she pulls the brake
and then the elevator stops with like two
does
floors
the Bugs
to go.
Bunny air brake.
Yeah.
See, I thought that was weird. For some reason, I mean, I didn't leave the theater once. I don't know how I could have missed it, but I totally missed that scene. I'm like, why would they not show that when he's building it up? Like,
oh no, they absolutely showed it. Yeah.
You know what pissed me off?
Yeah.
At the end is nobody parachuted off this goddamn building,
and
they kept showing people with parachutes and parachutes. And I just thought, like, the way this movie's supposed to end
is Rock and his daughter jump off the roof.
She's standing there by the bad guy,
uh-huh.
and the bad guy lets go over for a second, and the Rock sprints across the building, grabs the girl, pushes the guy off the
fights
building,
for the parachute
and pulls
the
parachute
uh-huh.
while he's holding
yeah.
the girl. Go like yeah. like that's your final action
yes,
scene.
I agree.
There you go.
See, that's what I mean. Like, there were missing beats that, like, could have been really cool, I think. And it was a little bit too much, like, cut back to them. Oh, they're in the fire. You know, oh, now Neve Campbell's trying to get the tablet. No, now they're in the fire. And, like,
right.
you know, it just was a little too much, like, sitting and waiting to be rescued, whereas I was kind of thinking the Rock is going to, you know, bulldoze people through walls and, you know,
yeah.
just crazy.
This was definitely a... tamer Brock
yeah,
action movie.
Exactly. I was looking for it. Like, if you're going to go nuts, do Fast and Furious 8. Do the crazy, insane stunts.
Is that
like,
what we're on? Are we on 8?
Well, we're on 9 next, but yeah.
So
Fast
9's
8
the next
is.
One. Okay. The,
yeah. But I mean, do Fast 8 is where they really, you know, they own it. But anyway, so yeah, they get down, they escape, and Rock sees them on the news on one of the little security
right.
panels. But this is where he needs to go and we find out that not Takagi, the head of the the building, he has hidden something. There's something that the bad guys are trying
and
to get.
And he's locked himself inside this room. Mm-hmm. So Rock and his daughter end up up in front of this thing. They get captured, basically. They wake up. Bad guys have daughter. They say to the Rock, they're like, you need to get us in there. And he was like, I can't get you in there. I don't know what to tell you.
Like, this also didn't have a good enough payoff. Here's another one where he's like, I'm going to kill your daughter. And the Rock looks at him. Like,
yeah, okay.
That so never that, had a real good payoff.
You're right, because that's the scene where you're just like, there he is.
Yeah.
Like, there's the Rock.
Like, the Rock should have then went into ass-kicking mode. They just did that, the look of it, without actually...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he does. He does. I mean, he doesn't give him the people's elbow, but or the people's eyebrow. But I mean, it's like,
and
basically,
then he was telling me, he's like, I got to work this out. I got, you know. And so I think that was a little odd the way they did that. But the whole thing is like, he can't get into this room, and he finds out that the security controls are behind a turbine that's
the
generating
power. This
yeah,
place.
Sure, that makes sense.
The wind turbine.
That's where we usually would put the panel.
Well, how expensive it is to run all that wire.
It's insane.
You know,
yeah. Maybe they had a little bit of extra grip to spare. Who knows?
So this is where you get the scene that's like John McClane with the gun and swinging off the building.
Yes,
the Rock tips over a big statue and puts it between a window pane, and he ties. He gets a bunch of rope, like from the strongest curtains ever. I don't know where this
it's
super thick,
not fire hose,
3-inch wide wire is in like the
and
curtains.
It was one of the, like, I do like that he used duct tape on his hands. I was like, that's kind of smart.
I thought that was cool.
I liked that a lot. So he goes on the side of the building and Spider-Man's it and just like walks across the building, does a big jump, rappels his way down and then times it perfectly he doesn't get chopped in half and
like,
jumps into the turbine.
They didn't even make it believable that he could have. It was like, whoo, whoo,
I'm right. Like you have half a second and the Rock is 265 pounds.
But he jumps in and then it speeds up to 10 times as fast and he still jumps out.
Yeah, because it's blowing up at this point. Now he has to jump back out. So he gets out, and just as the door is about to close, he like slides his way into the room.
Yeah,
and he gets a gun.
We forgot to mention though. Before, he's still hanging on the side of the building, and he ends up hooking his fake leg onto the rope.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's about to slip out of his fake leg, and he whips around and grabs the leg, and then pulls himself up by his arms, and then he uses that leg to keep the security doors from closing.
Yeah, that's one hell of a leg.
That is one. And also the doors.
He's got to support his weight.
That's true. That's fair. Yeah.
I was also thinking, like, if that's how strong the doors are, like, I feel like the Rock could have punched through those security doors.
Right. He's like, I got this.
They're closing. They're like Star Trek doors. You know, on the original set of Star Trek, it was just two guys pushing the doors together and they put the sound effect. These doors literally looked like two people were just pushing, like, at a stage play.
Like, we can't afford. Look, we spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
Too much money on this movie.
$120
million. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually my favorite line of the movie where he's like, "You're too close," and the guy's like, "What?" And he grabs the gun, flips him over, and he was like, "You were too close," and then puts the gun to the back to not Takagi's head.
Okay.
Even I know the point of the gun is to give you distance.
Correct.
That knife has to be close.
Knife is close. Gun is always. They do that a lot in movies, and they never like go for it.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you just turn around. Done. this is where we get the explanation that he's got on this drive. He's got all of the bank accounts for all the bad guys in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And he was just like, look, man, you're going to give them that. And we're going to get my daughter. And he's like, no, I can't do that. He's like, all right, I have a plan. So they go to the Pearl.
Meanwhile, the cops, we should say, there's like a detective that's
you would recognize. Like, he's one of those actors. Also, I think like another one of the cops is the ambassador in Rush Hour.
Okay.
Like, he's another one of those guys where it's like, I know that guy.
Inspector Wu is like the head of the police that are trying to capture the Rock, and his female police officer is like, thinks he's guilty,
and
he's kind of on the fence.
Thinks Neve Campbell's in on it.
Yeah, and Neve Campbell ends up convincing them.
This is actually one of the good parts of the movie where they say that Neve Campbell has studied languages, and like they're, you know, obviously they're talking in Chinese where Neve Campbell doesn't.
That's always a fun moment when they think
always
they're.
Is. And then all of a sudden she starts speaking in Chinese and they're just like.
But then they continue to talk bad about her in Chinese. I'm like, you already know she speaks like.
Well, you know, she can speak Chinese. You know that, right?
No point in closing the barn door.
That's
you know.
True. Yeah. So she can. She's like, where could they if they were to jump off? Because she sees them earlier in the movie. They've got this you know, they're wearing jumpsuits, but she reads off like the name of this on this crate. They look up the name and the company makes parachutes.
Yeah. She's like,
they're going to jump off. Like, yeah. That's what they're going
to
do.
She's like, but she's like, I will take you to where these people are. And if I'm right, then you know that, you know, my husband's not working right. for them or whatever.
And if I'm wrong, yeah, then I'm wrong.
So this is where we go. And then, you know, they eventually go and take out, you know, not Ruby Rose. And the main police officer has a gun pointed at her when she's in the car trying to get Neve Campbell. And then while she has the gun pointed on her and is kind of giving up, Neve Campbell kicks her in the face or whatever. Like,
it's weird. Like,
it's a cheap shot.
I was just talking about Scream, uh-huh. like, the, you know, like 2 days ago.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh yeah, Neve Campbell was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for a long time, she was.
I mean, she's had a hit TV show.
What was Party of Five? Oh, yeah, that's right. Party of Five. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah. And then, I mean, she had the Scream series was hers.
Yeah.
So they did four movies.
She was in all of them, right?
Yeah, all four. Yeah, yeah. And then they did an awful TV show.
I heard they had a TV. Wasn't that MTV?
MTV did a 2-season.
Oh, that's right.
It was. Never to the point it. Where, like, they couldn't, like, the ghost face mask was different because they couldn't.
They couldn't get the rights.
They had to make up a new one altogether. Yeah, like it's close, but it's definitely not.
But you can't have close with Scream and iconic.
No, that ghost mask is on the level.
There's Jason. I mean, Scream is one of the top.
Ghostface is in the top 10. Yeah. But yeah, so
anyways, they get the tablet. She has it now, and
now this entire building is in. Like The Rock wins. Like he kills everybody. Yeah. I do like the line where he's like they're having a conversation. And the guy, like The Rock's just like, yep, you got me, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, just give me the thing. He's like, can't do that. He was like, why not? He's like, I'm behind you. And like he shoots the glass.
That was the final moment of, you know, Die Hard, the cool kill type of moment.
Yeah.
But this whole thing, it just it dragged out.
I hated
and
the pearl.
It was so cheap
stupid.
Looking. And I think the Hall of Mirrors idea is clever. Like it was clever at first.
Do you know the Hall of Mirrors, the only time it's ever worked on film, honestly? Is Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Like that scene, the final scene in Enter the Dragon where Bruce Lee's fighting the bad guy.
Yeah.
Is
that's cool.
Perfect.
But like, I thought it was a cool idea, but then it went on for 20 minutes and it looked so fake. Green screened. But yeah, he ends up killing the guy. And then at this point, the whole building's engulfed. Rock has his little girl and they're just sitting there.
It was a touching scene where he's just like, we're not going to make it.
The Rock is believable. He's charismatic. And like, I really did believe him with the kids. Like, mm-hmm. I mean,
and I got to step in and say the Hall of Mirrors, there's an Orson Welles movie.
Oh, okay.
Called Lady of Shanghai that does a Hall of Mirrors.
Does it really?
Yeah. That's their final battle. And like, that's,
I'll give you Orson Welles.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
Welles
fair.
Movie.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. He made movies, Kevin.
Oh yeah. Movie.
He wasn't,
I thought you were talking about his wine commercials.
He wasn't just Oberon. Like who was he in Transformers in the movie?
Oh, Unicron.
Unicron. Yeah.
you mean the Muppet movie's own Orson Welles?
God.
That's right.
He's in it for like 3 seconds.
Everybody's in it for 3 seconds.
Steve Martin's in it for 3 seconds.
I know. Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Hope.
Yeah.
Is he in the first one?
Yeah, he sells him ice cream.
In the first
that's
one.
That's hilarious.
Everybody's in that first
one. Oh, my God.
Any comedian at that time was in the Muppets movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, if you did you ever watch the show very much?
The original
I mean they had big names on there all the time.
Definitely, that was their thing. They always had celebrity guests. So anyway, Rock's sitting there with his little girl. They've basically given up. Like they're trapped in flames. They can't do anything. So they're sitting there. And then Neve Campbell, this is when she looks at the tablet. She starts clicking around and she's like,
I like the way the guy's just like, do you know what you're doing? She's like, no.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea what I'm doing.
But she goes through the menus and she's like, reboot system. And she clicks it. Everything powers down and then it all lights back up. And then
I like the way the guy's like, what did you do? She's like, I turned it off and on again.
Yeah. And then the building is miraculously
still okay.
Put out.
It doesn't fall. Like, okay. That's the difficult part, right? Like we've lived through this.
It takes a lot more than that. Was not an that was not just an internal fire that made those buildings come down. It was because
structural
damage, and it was being accelerated by jet fuel.
Yes. Yeah. Like, are you saying that this building wouldn't have fallen?
Yeah,
this building was just a fire.
Okay.
But
this was just a fire. Like I don't.
But
think
what I thought was
falling.
Like it was an insane blaze, and then she turns on the fire. Like it's been burning for hours without any kind of systems or anything activated.
Right.
She turns it on. They're like, phew, extinguished. Right. So I'm like, what?
Taken care of.
I'm like, yeah, this contractor needs to be hired forever. Like, well, he should be the most valuable security. Yeah,
that's Skyscraper 2.
Yeah.
Whereas this time we're in airplanes.
That's Skyscrapist, right? Skyscrapist. Yeah, we already talked about this, Joe. Right, we have the whole trilogy line.
I'm here to help. I'm a Skyscrapist.
Who's going to play Young Rock in the prequel? Do we know? Like, who?
There are plenty of Samoan relatives.
Yeah, he does
that,
have.
Like, that family is ridiculous. That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. Like, the day is saved, and, you know, he's trying to get to his wife when he gets out of the building, and
Adrian.
He finds her. Yeah. Oh. And
boy, whoever wrote this movie, though, I will say they understand parenting and children, because everything The Rock does in this movie, and the first thing they do when they get out of there, the kids, Mom!
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
thanks, Dad.
Yeah, right.
I'm just over here.
That was unfortunate. It's a Bill Cosby joke. Yeah. It is, where he's like he talks about it like anytime you see it, he's like, the dad is like taking the son to practice, going to all the games and helping him progress as this amazing football star. And he gets
mom's number one.
He wins the trophy and he wins the championship. And what's the first thing he says? I love you, Mom.
But yeah, so everybody's saved. The building seems to be extinguished. Nat Takagi is like, I'm going to rebuild.
I'm sure, like, who's giving you money to, like, you just burnt your building
down.
I
hope they had, and did they say?
No.
No, there was no insurance.
They didn't get to the insurance part. Because he didn't do the offsite facility.
He still had.
But there was a facility that they ransacked or whatever, like, that never.
He never got there.
Yeah.
He had to go to the offside facility
and sign off on that.
Right. That was the last part.
And then the insurance policy would have kicked in.
Oh, my God.
And he never got there.
Now, maybe the lawyer could argue, like, hey, like, he was detained and these guys, like, technically went to the offside facility.
Brother, lawyers can argue anything.
I mean, there's a lot of money at stake here. Yeah. I think the next movie is going to be a courtroom drama. With The Rock as a lawyer now.
Here's something that insurance agencies don't say when a $2 billion building burns to the ground. Close enough.
Oh, darn. I guess we'll give it to you this time.
Fair's fair.
Oh, wait. You missed this one page. Policy negated.
Right.
Gone.
But I guess, I mean, maybe he... Well, here's the other thing, too. So he has the hard drive, which means all the mob syndicates still coming after Nat Takagi.
Well,
like,
he needs... Like, I have a feeling that there's like, here, Inspector Wu. Here's this.
I don't know. Like, my only thing is, like, yeah, so there's a henchman that now is taken out. Like, none of the mob bosses were taken out. They sent this guy to get the hard drive.
Skyscrapist.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of weird, like, because Kate even turned to me, she's like, wait, that wasn't even the main guy. Like, he was just a worker. I'm like, yeah, like, there's no resolution here other than The Rock saved his family.
Right.
That's the only thing in, like, this world that happened. Right. Like, he still has the mob stuff. The mob stuff still want him dead. You know, the building's gone.
Rock's like, I got to get back to the States. You guys are crazy.
Yeah, I'm out of Hong Kong, yeah, that's for sure.
I want nothing to do with this town ever again.
Yep, and that's it.
And that was it. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely not the best of The Rock's action movies.
I think it's toward the bottom. I mean, there were moments, like we talked about. I just, at the end of the day, it felt long, and it felt like, it just, man, I want practical effects. Like, go back and think about a few years ago, Mad Max Fury Road.
Sure.
How that entire movie is insane and the entire thing is practical.
I think that's also, you've got a different director involved.
Oh, well, for sure.
I mean, George Miller's a...
But that shows you that there are still people willing to make practical movies.
Could you imagine George Miller doing a practical effect version of the Justice League?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was on the table. Like, that's what he was gonna do it.
Well, it would have been like Christopher Nolan movies. I mean, that guy does practical until he can't.
That would have been... Insane.
Planes up in the air. I mean, that's the thing. And so you still have these filmmakers that are doing this type of work. And so I just think of the feel of that versus this. I just wish that this idea was done practical like it was in Die Hard.
Right.
And I think that you would have had a blockbuster hit.
Yeah.
As
I can see The Rock as John McClane.
But he's not. Like we said, it's hard to pull
John
off.
John McClane isn't an everyman anymore either.
No, but in 88 he was.
That's true.
Yeah.
And so when you've got The Rock, and I think, again, that's why they cover up all his muscles, it's like you're trying to believe this is just an everyman, dad, businessman, father. But that's the other problem, too, is like you don't have that. You see him and you're like, oh, he's a superhero. He'll never be hurt. He'll never be touched. And that kind of hurts it, too.
It does a little bit. I would agree.
Yeah, because you got to remember when Bruce Willis was making Die Hard.
1987.
I mean, it was
Moonlighting. Like we
said. There was Moonlighting. I mean, his movie before that, I think, was Blind Date.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And And then also, like, look at what else. I mean, but that was the peak of Stallone, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yep. That was probably right around when
Seagal and Van
Seagal
Damme
was starting. Was he Hard to Kill?
Was he Hudson Hawk before?
No, Hudson Hawk.
That was he got to make Hudson Hawk because of Die Hard.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like the.
So was he in any other action stuff before Die Hard? Then,
or
was
no.
he was just doing other regular?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Die Hard's the one that made him an action star.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Die Hard's the one that made him a star.
Star. Yeah.
I mean, he had a hit show with Moonlighting.
Right.
But Die Hard made him a star.
Yep.
Do you think you lose anything too because The Rock is so charismatic and likable and John McClane was such an asshole? Like, you just lost the kind of snarky.
John McClane was likable.
No, he wasn't.
No, but he was. But he was this snarky, sarcastic asshole.
That's what we liked in the '80s.
That's
I know,
true.
But like but
that I'm, was likable.
I know it was. That's what I'm saying. But The Rock is just so nice, and like, I wonder if this movie would like. John McClane was like, oh man, he's a jerk, but like, he's so funny and so sarcastic. Whereas The Rock is just kind of like, I'm just such a good guy trying to save my family. You
right.
lost all those, like,
yeah,
he I'm going to
yeah,
kick your
like,
ass.
You know
and,
what? The Rock, he never has that edge
yeah.
that Bruce Willis had.
Right.
In Die Hard, at least.
I think yeah. I missed that, too.
Yeah. You know? Get it in that one scene, but he hardly ever has that in his movies.
That's true.
It's just not
I mean,
what he does.
Hobbs has that edge.
Yeah, Hobbs is probably the closest.
You're right. Yeah. Everything else, he does not. He's kind of the smoothed over.
But even when he has it in Fast and Furious, it's more he has it because you have it. Like if
yeah,
you don't bring
true.
That to the table, he doesn't act like that.
That's yeah. true. That's
you know
fair.
That character.
He doesn't do. He's not The Rock.
Right.
Right. Like The Rock had that edge.
Yeah.
But The Rock also had the character of The Rock. Kind of he was cool about it,
right?
You know, like John McClane had an edge to him. Martin Riggs had an edge mm-hmm. to them.
Yeah, the first scene he's trying to blow his face
that's
off
a,
or second that, scene I
yeah.
guess he does the jump off the roof and then you see him
right no yeah. no the first scene is the coke deal.
Okay.
And then he becomes partners with then he does the jump, then he tries to blow his face off.
Okay.
No, he blows his face tries to blow his face off. Then he gets in the jump because right. he has that argument with Danny
right.
Glover in the.
And like the first time you see him, he's about to kill himself.
No, he's doing the coke
deal. In his trailer,
deal.
He does want to kill himself.
He's doing
he?
The coke deal.
He has like a gun. Puts a gun in his mouth.
That's the second time you see him.
Well, yeah, but
okay,
but it's early on,
very
sure.
early on, yeah.
Where he's just like, yeah, it's like it's like 100 whatever, and he was just like, all right, I got 80, 85, 90, 95. Like, no, 100,000. Oh, maybe this will help. Throws his badge.
I don't care what anyone says. I love Loaded Weapons so much. Just like the scene
Emilio
when they first
Estevez.
Meet. Yeah, cigarette instead of gun. Cigarette. And he's about to light a cigarette.
That's a good movie.
It's
yeah,
so funny.
I like that movie a lot.
Such a good parody.
But yeah, like I agree that The Rock is this character, this version of The Rock is a smoothed over family friendly.
Like maybe
Rock,
that doesn't
right.
work in this type of film. Like maybe if you're gonna have a gritty action movie where you're killing terrorists, maybe you need to be a little edgier. And like The Rock is just such a charismatic, nice guy, but like when you're kicking ass, maybe you don't want someone that's so nice. There's something that just
yeah.
it didn't click in a place. Where would you guys put this between San Andreas and then Rampage? Like, see, I think this is the weakest of his most recent.
I would
action.
Watch this before I watched Rampage again.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't a huge fan of Rampage. It was good. But
yeah, I like said, I thought the
action. Would you guys watch this again ever? Would you ever?
I wouldn't watch any of those movies again.
Yeah.
I'd watch San Andreas again.
But they worked in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I enjoyed them well enough while I was watching them.
But he
I
wants a Die Hard. Like, I would watch Die Hard any day.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's
But that's, like, one of the best action movies of all time. Like,
right.
that's a little unfair. That's, like, I mean, you can hate Westerns, but you're probably still going to like Butch Cassidy
yeah.
and Sundance Kid.
But, I mean, I guess I want, like, Mad Max Fury Road. I would watch that again. Like, that movie's
yeah.
awesome. Mission Impossible movies. I would watch all those modern ones again. Like, he wants this to be another, like... But it fell flat of that greatness to where, you know, he's going to get a franchise.
He's not
going to
get a franchise
out of
this.
Yeah.
He's in the DCEU for now. Who knows what that's going to be
yeah.
in 5 years. But for now, he's in there.
Yeah.
And that's I think that's where he may need to hedge his bets.
Well, we'll see what happens with the
until Disney's like, we'll give you $100 million
yeah.
to be Namor.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with the international box office.
A live-action Moana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, basically it looks like
right.
Maui.
Yeah, right.
But we'll see what the international box office has to say about this one. 25 estimated domestic. So it'll be interesting to see if this thing makes 200 million or whatever, 150 in China. Or,
it would not surprise me.
No.
So, well, I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, B-U-T-T-S 21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you want to find the show online, you can do that at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers or on Twitter at Real Spoilers. Our website, realspoilers.com. And if you want to chip in, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/realspoilers with lots of extra bonus content.
Let's send Joe back to school.
I go to school for free.
He goes to school like every day.
Well, yeah, but then we can take that money and...
Yeah, but I go to school for free, Kevin.
They pay
they
don't know that, Joe.
We they need to pay send... me to go.
Oh, okay, fine. Don't...
So... Anyway,
send Kevin to school.
Yes. So there, that's all that. And I guess coming up next week is Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Right?
Insert the... Limp Bizkit cover of the Mission Impossible song.
Let's not. Let's not. That's with the reloading of the arms and the growing of a longer beard.
I can't wait to see how that scene actually.
Have you seen this, Tom?
What's that?
In the trailer, Henry Cavill reloads his arms.
Like he pops his arms out.
And then his beard grows.
His beard grows.
It's gotta be a
lighting thing, but like just the way if you slow it down, it looks like he reloads his arms ready
fighting.
To fight.
It looks like he's
and
going,
his beard gets thicker,
and then his beard, it's hilarious. I can't wait to see it like on the full scene. And like,
they were probably scared to try and CGI it out.
Yeah, right. Like, just let it grow.
We're not doing that again.
Oh, God, did you see that upper lip?
And I cannot wait to see this famous mustache. The one
it's a pretty good mustache.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what all this hubbub was about. I just think seriously, the best thing ever would have been to have him shave it and not have a mustache in this entire movie, where they just lost the mustache, but
they just put on a fake mustache. I feel like a fake mustache could have been a million times better than the weird derpy lip.
But it's a different studio, and the studio wasn't going to let him sign off on that.
Well, that's true.
I'm saying the FU would be if in this movie they just, let's just have him lose the mustache, and they made him keep it for the whole.
Yeah, he gets set on fire, just burns it off.
Yeah, the first five seconds of the movie. Oh, close.
So anyway, that's what you have to look forward to. So that's it for this one. Until next time, O'Halloran and Roberts blow up the water tank. Mama's little sonic boom is simply frightening. I'm a skyscraper.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.